Those looking to put a face on the forces pulling political strings only have to look at campaign finance reports. That's what the Center for Public Integrity did, and its findings were not all that surprising. Wisconsin was like many other states. Labor and teacher unions were the top groups giving to the state Democratic Party in the 2002 elections. Big tobacco and corporations came through with cash for Republicans. That party's biggest individual donor was Terry Kohler. For the state Democratic Party, it was Gail Furman. Mike McCabe, director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, says costly campaigns, which rely on expensive TV commercials, force state political parties to get more money from fewer donors.
Ordinary citizens have been pushed aside. They're looking to raise money in huge increments from a very, very elite group of people.
That could change, however, because of national campaign reforms, which prevent parties from taking unlimited, unregulated donations. That so-called soft money was often funneled from the national party to its state organization. Derek Willis from the Center for Public Integrity says state political parties may have to learn a lesson from former presidential candidate Howard Dean.
Many of them will probably be faced with the prospect of further developing and broadening their base of individual donors within their states. In other words, they'll be looking for people who can raise a lot of money, but you know, maybe in small increments.
On the national level in 2002, the Democratic Party raised more than the Republican Party, but still lost a number of key races. In Wisconsin, it was just the opposite. The Republican Party had more cash to spend, but held on to it when it came to the top ticket candidate. The Democracy Campaign's McCabe says Republicans did not invest as much as they could have in the race where Democrat Jim Doyle beat incumbent Scott McCallum.
Big Republican allies saw the handwriting on the wall. They didn't see McCallum as a winning candidate, and so they held their fire.
The report showed total fundraising for the state Democratic and Republican parties 2 years ago was nearly $10.5 million. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.